After Lebanese President Michel Sulaiman finally succeeded in resuming national dialogue in June between Lebanese factions, the prospects of its continuation look bleak. The March 14 movement announced its intention to boycott the upcoming dialogue session over what it called Hezbollah's refusal to discuss its arms. March 14 has long demanded that the dialogue tackle what it calls the illegitimate arms, accusing Hezbollah of making decisions of war and peace.
In our view, it is in the interests of the state for the weapons to be only in the hands of the official institutions like the army and the internal security. Only the state should make decisions related to war and peace.
March 14 says this stance is in response to Hezbollah's latest statements that it was premature to discuss a defense strategy that includes Hezbollah's arms. Hezbollah has said that this could be discussed after complete liberation from Israeli occupation, as Israel still occupies territories in South Lebanon. However, the dialogue launched by President Sulaiman makes no reference to the disarmament of Hezbollah as March 14 wishes. This dialogue rather refers to the means of benefiting from Hezbollah's arms as part of a defense strategy, something which Hezbollah says it is ready to discuss.
Boycotting dialogue means blocking the road to solutions. It is against national interest and it will only lead to tension. Dialogue is the only means to address controversial issues, and it is in Lebanon's interest for dialogue to continue.
Lebanese President Michel Sulaiman, for his part, asked for a reversal of the decision to boycott dialogue. Sulaiman also called on all Lebanese parties to place the highest priority on Lebanon's national interests. March 14 accuses Hezbollah of using its arms to practice hegemony over the country. But Hezbollah's leader, Sayed Hassan Nasrallah, has said that March 14 campaigns against Hezbollah's weapons serve an Israeli agenda, as it is these weapons which strip the Israeli military of the title of the Invincible Army following the July 2006 war. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.